I'm going to introduce you to a Tibetan word, and if you went and looked for teachings on this, you wouldn't find any unless you have listened to the teachings of Dzigar Khantchol Rinpoche, who I'm studying with. I give full, complete credit to Dzigar Khantchol because he's the one who has given lots of teachings on this, continues to do so, and it's had a very strong influence on my life and on my teachings. So this is a teaching on a Tibetan word, shenpa, S-H-E-N, as in nut, nut case. S-H-E-N-P-A. Shenpa. And actually, it's taught about a lot in Buddhism, but not quite in the style that Dzigar Khantchol has been presenting it. The usual translation of the word shenpa is attachment. If you were to look it up in a Tibetan dictionary, you would find that the definition was attachment. But the word attachment absolutely doesn't get at what it is. And so Dzigar Khantchol said, let's just not use that translation because it's incomplete and it doesn't touch the magnitude of shenpa and the effect that it has on us. So if I were translating shenpa, it would be very hard to find a word, but I'm going to give you a few. One word might be hooked. How we get hooked. We get hooked and then we get stuck. So everyone likes to hear teachings on getting stuck and how to get unstuck. Because it's so common to feel stuck. Guess what? You can meditate for a long, long time and you still get stuck. In terms of having the scabies and that itch that goes along with that and scratching it, shenpa is the itch. And it's the urge to scratch. So urge is another word. The urge to smoke that cigarette, the urge to overeat, have one more drink, or where your addiction is. And it gets into everyday experience. Somebody says a mean word to you, and then something in you tightens. That's the shenpa. And then it starts to spiral into low self-esteem or blaming them or anger at them, denigrating yourself. Then words and actions, and maybe if you have strong addictions, you just go right for your addiction to cover over that bad feeling that arose when someone said this mean word to you. This is a mean word that gets you, hooks you. You know, another might not affect you, but we're talking about when it touches that sore place. That's a shenpa. The fundamental root shenpa is what in Buddhism is called ego, ego clinging. And we experience it as this tightening, and as self-absorption gets very strong at that point. So the fundamental root shenpa is what in Buddhism is called ego clinging or self-absorption or cocoon. And then the branch shenpas are all the different styles of scratching and so forth like that. So someone criticizes you. They criticize your work. They criticize your appearance. They criticize your child. And shenpa, almost co-arising. As soon as those words have registered, boom, it's there. And it's like a tightening. Shenpa is not the thoughts. Dzigar Khantchol made a big thing of it. He said it's closer to an emotion. It's pre-verbal. Then it breeds thoughts really quickly. But shenpa is not the thoughts. He said it's more like an emotion, but I think it's even pre-emotion in a way. It just kind of like is that so that you can feel it happening, which often people just starting with this can. You feel it happening sometimes. Say like at the monastery at Gampo Abbey, people were finding in the dining room, someone would come sit next to them, and of course you have kind of a pretty intimate relationship with everybody there living in community. And they could feel the Shenpa just because this person sat down next to them, because they had some kind of thing going about this person. Not to mention, you know, they don't really have any particular Shenpa with anybody at the table, but then someone does something or says something to them or to someone else or something, and they just feel this closing down, and they're hooked.